We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. General Motors is struggling to survive, and the carmaker's troubles are having an impact on the strangest places, like the golf course. This week, GM pulled out of a multi-million dollar endorsement deal with Tiger Woods. And then there's the football field, where GM's been the biggest sponsor of the NFL for years. Well, no more. The carmaker won't buy a single Super Bowl ad, and it's cutting ad spending for the rest of the NFL season, too. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports now, that's a tough hit for the company and for the league.
The Super Bowl is sort of the Super Bowl of advertising. For about $3 million, a company can rivet almost a third of the nation's attention for 30 seconds. It sounds like a high price tag, but the symbolism of a Super Bowl commercial goes well beyond the hard sell itself. This year, longtime Super Bowl advertiser GM looked at its showrooms, looked at the balance sheet, and looked at the asking price and opted out. Peter Ternus is director of communication for GM Sales, Service, and Marketing.
It happens that we don't have vehicles to launch at that time, so it makes sense for us to not just launch any ad during the Super Bowl.
This is a contrast from 2007, when GM bought a minute not to launch a particular vehicle, but to celebrate a notable brand through song.
Chevrolet, if you give me some of your love.
Holding hands and skimming stones.
It was a reminder of Chevy's place in American culture. This year, GM Silence is saying the same thing. But that's just Super Bowl ads. The Super Bowl MVP will still win a Cadillac. Every week, NFL fans will get to know the GMC Defensive Player of the Week. That's GMC official brand of Monday Night Football, as opposed to GM-owned Chevrolet, which is the official brand of Sunday Night Football. Indeed, the NFL is seen as one of the very best environments to advertise in. Steve Lanzano, head of the ad services company MPG, says the problem is that companies have less money to spend.
Question is, how many marketers are going to be there and what's going to happen with demand? And it's starting to wane a little bit. It's what dollars are there. And you see retail and financial and automotive are cutting back rather dramatically.
The NFL's declining ad revenue was confirmed by League Commissioner Roger Goodell a month ago. But he also said that advertisers would continue to value the NFL as a premier advertising destination. That's why some companies, rather than buying fewer ads, are saving money on production costs. GM is using that tactic in its overall 20% reduction in advertising costs, says Peter Ternus.
Maybe not do three commercials, but do two commercials and not have to pay for a production crew and writing and scripting and photography and vehicle usage and all those things that you would do for a third commercial.
That could be the reason why one particular commercial has blanketed NFL broadcasts like the Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Saved by zero.
That one Toyota ad has been played so often during NFL games that it has inspired over 20 Facebook groups with 10,000 users dedicated to its demise. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is not one of them. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.